the book of Joshua. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land, which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now, come down here to the 8th verse. This book of the law, the word of God, this book of the law shall not be part out of your mouth. Yes. Don't say anything else. Yes. But you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe, you may see, to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt have good success. Other scripture over there, sir, you'll deal wisely in all of the affairs of life. That was in the first covenant. Okay, what about the second? So we have the book of James. We have wisdom is the principal thing. Yep. Meditate in it, you'll have wisdom, you'll observe to do. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So there's another wisdom scripture. Amen. Amen. And you could just go through the book of Proverbs and take those things. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Listen, and lean not to your own understanding. Forget about what you're thinking about and meditate the book. Meditate the book. Now, I'll give you another example. This also was a woman concerning her sister. And so we had, you know, in a meeting, and she wanted prayer for her sister. And I said, well, you do understand that you have a blood covenant with Jesus. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I said, well, we'll base this prayer of her, over her and her healing on that. So what were we doing? We were using the prayer of agreement, and we were making a petition on the scripture. Yes. So we went to the book. We went to all this, just healing all over it. Amen. Amen. In both covenants. Exodus 23:25. No, you don't start there. You start with Exodus 23:20. Because you're going to foul it up if you don't. I'll send my angel with you. And you will serve the Lord your God with gladness of heart. And he, your angel, will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you, and you will have no miscarriages in your land. So what do we do when we go to a restaurant? Ministering spirits, watch over this stuff. I'm going to have to eat it here in a little bit. Don't let them drop any of it on the floor and put it back on my plate. Amen. Don't take just little dabs of scripture. It's also on your partner letter in the book of Colossians. That, well, let's turn over there. Ch- chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to declare or to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now we have a basis for the wisdom of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I was in a place one time and it looked like, I don't know what all the devil. I mean, I got an infection in my right big toe and just hurt. And I was there alone. Gloria wasn't there. And I was in my hotel room and then I had all the symptoms of the flu. And I said, "You can't put that on me. I will not take it. I will not take it. I will not take it. I will not take it." And I just got up out of bed and I'm limping on the right foot. And I just said, "No, I'm not taking that. No, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking this. I won't take the symptoms of the flu. I'm not having that. I'm not having that in the name of Jesus. It's not mine. It belongs to the devil. I'm not having it. Jesus bore mine in the name of Jesus. That's not my flu. I'll not have it. Jesus took it to hell. That's where it belonged. I'll not have it. I'll not have it." So I just started counting them. I don't remember now. It's not in how many times you do it. I just wanted to see how long the devil's going to last. I don't know, up into the hundreds of times. And I thought about it a lot of times. What if I'd have stopped one time soon and gone back to bed? All of a sudden, the power of God, I don't know why it happened this way. I don't care. But it hit me right at the bottom of my feet. Yes, I do. Because my toe was healed. And came right up my back like that. And that's what I was doing. Came right up like that and it was gone. I went to bed and went to sleep. Based on the book. Amen.
Amen.
Like Brother Hagin said, I have inside information.
Yeah.
From inside that book.
Yeah.
And he would say that, I have this book in my possession that has all the answers.
Oh, that's good.
But they're not any good if you don't know them.
That's right.
Attend to my word. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they're alive to those that find them, and medicine to all their flesh. And protect your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the issues, the forces. There was a woman with an issue of blood. The issue, the forces coming out of your spirit will issue forth, even when you don't know it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now here we are. His word is His will. Now we talked about James chapter 1:1-7. Let not this man think he's going to receive anything. For he that wavers is like, what? For being as he is a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute, he is unstable, and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, and decides. The man of two minds, the double-minded man. I had been developing and working on messages that I was to preach. And I was still there at ORU. And I thought, that's it, a double-minded man. And I said, Lord, I asked the Lord, I said, what is a double-minded man? He said, look at Peter. So I turned where he said to turn. And he said, when the storm hit, Master, he called him Master, Master, do you not care that we're dying here? He called him Master, but he accused him of not caring. He's a double-minded man. Calling him Master, but he's afraid. Praise God. So, this clock must be running fast or something. So let's go back over here now to the 11th chapter of Mark, and let's look at this. Right there in the book of James, we won't take time to look at it. Well, yes, I will too. Look at the fourth chapter. What leads to strife, discord, and feuds, and how the conflicts, quarrels, and fightings originate among you? Do they not arise in your sensual desires that are ever warring against your bodily members? You're jealous, you covet what others have, and you desire go unfulfilled, so become murderers. To hate is to murder, that your hearts are concerned. You burn with envy and anger, and so forth. You do not have because you do not ask. Or if you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose, evil self motives your intention. When you get the desire, you have not because you ask not and you ask wrong. I have had this happen. Someone called me. Well, Brother Copeland, you know the Bible says you have not because you ask not. I'm like, here it comes. And laugh about it, knowing it's out of line. And use that to manipulate me. And laugh about it. There was one man, I had the Lord started talking to me. He said, Christian people lie. And he said, you're right in the middle of them. What? There's somebody who'll call you and say, you going to the meeting tonight? No, why not? Well, you know, and you don't just tell them, I don't want to go. I'm tired and I'm going to bed and watch TV. Come up with some lame excuse, and they knew it when you were lying when you said it. He said, stop that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, it wasn't. Of course, he knew what was coming. And this man called me. He said, Brother Copeland, I would like for you to come preach for me. I said, why? Well, he said, I would like you to come preach faith. And I said, well, I'll pray about it. So he hung up. I prayed about it. The Lord said, no, I don't want you to go over there. And I said, well, is there something? No, he says, none of your business. I just don't want you to go over there. I have different plans for him. I said, yes, sir. So he called me back. He said, you're coming, aren't you? And I said, nope. Why? I said, does it matter to you why? I'm not coming. He said, why? I said, I don't want to. Kind of made him mad. Did you pray about it? I said, yes, I did. And I'm not coming. Oh. He's used to the excuse. Why are you not coming? Two reasons. I don't want to. And I prayed about it, and the Lord said no.
Amen.
That's a double.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So after the word kind of gets out, you know. But I cannot continue to do that. I was in a small church, Stroud, Oklahoma. And I went back there. I was in there in their home first, Roy and Opal Sprague. And this was where, now, the Lord had begun to take the weight off of me. But I was there preaching, and I dropped a note or something, and I bent over, oh. And it got very breezy right here. And I said, oh, man, I mean, they split, brother. I mean, those things, they're just old cheap, wore out stuff in the first place. And I went back to my room and I sewed those up. You did it yourself? I was certainly no one going to ask Opal to do it. I don't want them to know I split my britches while I was preaching. But I learned that in the Army, so I sewed them back up, and that's the last ones that split anyway. While I was there, I was sitting up. The first time I stayed in their home, but this time I had a hotel room, and I was sitting there in that hotel. I was up in the bed and had kind of like this, had everything. And all of a sudden, I had a vision. And I saw it. I mean, it was so real. There was a pipe right here above me. And up at the top, there was this flow of water that was gushing down. And it was so real, I could feel it. There's this little spew in my face. And I did this. And it went away. I said, Father, what is that? He said, that is your spirit. And that was my glory and my power. Your spirit is clogged full of unrepented unforgiveness. A lot of little stuff over the years. And then I remembered, oh no. The little house, the first house we had here on Florentine Street, Gloria came in. There was a man out at the corner selling cantaloupes. Oh, they look good. Whole sack full of them. She came in. I said, oh, good. Those really look good. The only two good ones were on top. The rest of them were bad. I said, give me that. She said, well, I said, I'm going down there and I feel like spanking him. But see, I was just a little baby Christian. I thought I was more than that. Because I had spent time at ORU. She said, give me that. You're not going to do that. And I said, I forgive that man. I don't know who he is or where he is. But now that is his problem and not mine. So we'll close up here on Mark 11. It's a mile and a half from Bethany to Jerusalem. On the morrow, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. I'm going to read this from the Classic Amplified, right there in that place. Amen. seeing a fig tree afar off, so it's afar off. Having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. I'll tell you, I mean, he laid that tree low. Now, seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And on the morning when they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, look at that fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, there it is. Whosoever shall say. Unto this mountain.
Yes.
So there was a mountain there. Unto this mountain. Mm-hmm. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, so he put it into motion, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Now that next verse, if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses. Most, and in the Classic Amplified, that is in italics. And there are many translations that do not have that one in there. But it's still true at the same time. Because Jesus prayed it, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Thank you, Lord. So there you have it. Unforgiveness. So I began to forgive people before I'd walk into a restaurant. I forgive the waiters. I forgive the waitresses. I forgive everybody in there. So I get up in the morning forgiving, and then somebody says something, they're already forgiven. I just smile, walk on, do it, go some other way. Amen. Hallelujah.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His Word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Prayer is the key to your success in all areas of your life. Through prayer, you'll discover that God is good and He is faithful. It's through your fellowship with God on a personal level that gives you the confidence to know His word is true. And when you pray, He hears and answers you. Learn how to pray effectively and get God's results with a book by Kenneth Copeland called Prayer, Your Foundation for Success. This is a free resource that the Copelands want to sow into your life, and it will help strengthen your relationship with God and give you a solid foundation from His Word to believe and trust Him to do great things. We know from Hebrews 4:16, we are to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Learn the different kinds of prayer and how to pray them effectively. Begin your journey to living the life of peace and joy God intended for you. Request your free book today on kcm.org. Now, before you go, let's pray for God's wisdom and mercy. Father, we believe You when You said, I know the thoughts that I have towards You, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give us our expected end. If we count Your thoughts that outnumber the sand of the seashore, Your wisdom is higher and Your mercy is great. We take heed to hear Your thoughts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you. We sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.